All right, we are here on a bonus episode to talk about this big mess that happened this week. David Lynch threw the gauntlet down on Kino. Could anybody have imagined this? is this real life, guys?
Yes, it is. It's as if Kino had no idea of who David Lynch was.
Yeah.
The fact that they said that they could just get on an email and get in touch with him. Yeah.
David Lynch does not do email.
He's a 21st century man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he does email, but yeah, he's not going to be like your pen pal. So we thought we'd just talk about. It's very rare to see this public a fight or about a Blu-ray release, and it sort of impacts us a little bit. I think it impacts home media for sure. So we have a few people here today. Let me just sort through the alphabetical order. We have Josh Hornbeck.
Hello.
Hello. Michael Hutchins.
Hello.
And Will Rummers.
Dear Twitter friends, a Blu-ray of Lost Highway will be released very soon. Hi.
You can, yeah, go ahead.
It was made from old elements and not from a restoration of the original negative. I hope that a version from the restoration of the original negative will happen as soon as possible.
Say negative again.
Negative.
That's pretty.
That's amazing. That's
sometimes you got to go out on a limb and just, you know, you kind of have the collection of words he said, and then you have to search through your memory. But I think I probably have heard him say negative before. Probably in this term more than in. Maybe I've heard him talk about meditation, though, and say something like negative energy.
Well, I think the way he enunciates syllables, I think you captured it. So very good.
Yeah.
To Will, everybody.
That's all we're here for.
Well, okay, we thought we'd just kind of go through all that's happened real quick and, and just see what we can make of this. So, okay, we had the announcement that that Lost Highway was coming out on Kino, and our good friend Doug was disappointed. I was kind of surprised because it's like, all right, well, it's coming out. You've been waiting for it. But he wanted it Criterion, so... Yeah, so then a little ways down, or a couple months later, I think it was Tim Lucas, is that his name?
That's Tim Lucas.
Yeah, Tim Lucas, he announced that he had recorded a commentary. This was a Facebook post, and that he expected it would be used on the disc, but they chose not to use it, or for whatever reason, and so that he was going to try to find another outlet to. I guess he was proud of the commentary, and of course he would be. Probably did a lot of work for it, so he's going to try to get it out somehow. So then they this is a little retroactive. They delayed the release a month, at least they say. I'm not sure. Do you guys know if they actually did delay the release a month, or is this fiction, fake news?
I remember it was due to come out in June all along because I pre-ordered it the second it was on Amazon. So I don't actually remember the delay myself.
That's how I remember it too.
So Will and Michael say fake news. Josh?
I don't follow the Kino release slate too closely. They release so many things it's hard to keep up with. So I will trust Michael and William's recollection on this one.
Well, I will too, but I'm going to search just to be on the safe side. And then, as you heard so eloquently a moment ago from Will, and no, I will. I won't ask you to do that again. That was too good the first time. Then our friend Mr. Lynch, our friend David Lynch, tweeted that this was not the correct release. So, just when that came out, just jump in. Reactions. What did you guys think?
First of all, it was hilarious, but the thing that was striking to me and was so confusing, and I kept having to look at the date of the tweet because it just felt like, wait, it was weird first that he wasn't being specific as to who was releasing it, but then as I kept reading and I started to understand implicitly that either or both he's being diplomatic and just being as vague as possible in order to just say that I want my artwork to be respected the way that I respected it and the care I put into it. I want to be the care that gets put into presentation. So for him to leave that information out just shows that his priority is not blame, but just so you know, in case you see this, it's not going to be the thing I'm intending to present. But the other thing is, I also feel like there's a good chance that he just doesn't know who they are in a way that he wouldn't be like, I know this is coming out, but I'm going to just keep doing the voice, but I know this is coming out, but I, like, many people have made jokes about the fact that, yeah, he doesn't use email. He probably doesn't know who these people are that are like, right. Who are these people that are calling me? But,
they were emailing.
Right. It felt right. And then, of course, I wasn't sure if I should cancel the pre-order. That was the first instinct, but the pre-order could not be canceled.
So I did cancel mine immediately. Josh, did you guys order this, or?
I didn't order it, so I was going to wait for it at some point, but yeah.
Nope, I didn't order it.
Yeah, I had a pre-order, and I canceled immediately. And, with Kino, the prices are going to drop eventually. There'll be some sale or something. Even though this is a popular title, although that actually could mean even more sales or discounts down the road. So sorry, you got yours, William.
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet, and okay. Maybe I'll open it live on air, but we'll find out. Okay. I feel like part of me is just happy enough to have it on disc because I don't have any previous copies of it, and my only way of seeing it before was a file that got onto my computer by some means of the internet that I can't quite explain or define, but it's on my computer and I can watch it for free. So, but now I don't want that anymore because it looks not as good as even this would. So I'm inclined to believe that I'm going to keep this, and I'm sure we'll get into a bit of the issues of will anybody, Lynch is saying he hopes someone will do this as soon as possible, but there's a lot of suspicion and confusion on exactly how long one group might have the rights for. Kino has been around for 5 years and nothing they've released has ever gone out of print. So they have a pretty good idea on how they're managing their rights. But I think it felt to me eventually that it's going to be a long time waiting for anybody else to put this out. Maybe except a UK label, which would be just as good. But I'm happy to have it on disc, I think, is my final calm resolution to myself.
And I think that's a perfectly fine reaction. And who know? Yeah, I've seen some speculation that they might be at the end of their contract window, but they also could be at the beginning. They're not going to share this because that would, they certainly wouldn't if they're at the end, because then we know that it's going to go somewhere else at some point. So then Kino responded, and I was trying to find their actual. Their actual response, but it got buried in the internet. So
I have it right here.
You want to read it in David Lynch's voice, or
no?
Do you want to read it in Kino's?
Kino Insider's voice, but I don't think I can put all the indignation in with it. But let's go. They say, we reached out to Mr. Lynch via email to oversee and color grade a new 4K transfer from the original camera negative and get his approval on the dozen or so extras that we had planned to include. Once we knew he was not interested in working with us, we had no choice but to go ahead with the current Universal Master and the few extras that we had already produced and acquired. To our surprise, the master in question was a very good one, so we were very happy to release it with some extras. We found out later that the extras and packaging also had to be approved by him, not the norm, and we sent email after email without one response. And then I'm going to jump down to the penultimate line here. We were planning to take the high road and not play the blame game.
Yeah.
But after his tweet this weekend, we felt like we had to respond. Now,
passive aggressive, just a little bit. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the one line yeah. that killed me. Because if you look back at David Lynch's original tweet, and I was shocked by the original reaction to it. Because there's nothing, nothing about that.
It doesn't say Kino.
It's nothing about Kino. And every line of his tweet was a fact. Mm-hmm. The fact is there was going to be a Blu-ray released, line one. Line two, it was made from old elements. That's true. And sentence three, I hope that a new version can be created from the original negative. That's it.
Yeah, he did not throw shade.
All of this, all this negativity coming from different forms about against David Lynch, I just don't understand it,
I've seen a lot of that in the areas in which the Kino Insider frequents. So I don't know if it's sycophants that are kind of rallying to their defense. I think let's think about the response though. So is that and I agree. The last couple sentences there could have been left off, and I think should have been left off. It really didn't add anything to it. It just escalates it into more of a war. Good on Lynch for not responding. And
right.
He probably didn't even see it. He's probably just moved on. So is that a valid argument that they? So Josh, we haven't heard from you too much.
Yeah. I think that what they're saying there is perfectly reasonable, but I do think there's some telling details in their response to this that let me know that they don't know really Lynch's reputation for how he likes to work on projects, and that whole bit about we reached out to him and but he didn't want to work with us. They didn't do the work that someone like Criterion has done,
right,
to develop a relationship with him. I imagine that Lynch has been burned a number of times by larger corporations, or even any studio or company that is working on his project, and he's very particular about what he wants and how he wants to do things. But the part that kind of gets me beyond the "we hope to take the high road" was that whole "not the norm" bit,
right?
About,
right.
His approval of
his contract.
Yeah, and it lets me know that they put all this time and effort and energy into producing things without paying attention to the contract, mm-hmm. and without paying attention to what they had and what they had the ability to release, and they didn't pay attention to that, and they got burned by that, and that's on them for that, honestly.
So Kino has been a fixture in home media, but do you think that does this sound true? Do we believe this? I'm a little skeptical. I think that Kino is a big enough company. I know they put out a lot of releases, but I think they knew that this would probably be a high demand title. David Lynch is extremely popular, even for these smaller films. It took 20-30 years for him to warm up to Criterion. I mean, they had like a 10-year window where things were pretty frosty back in the old days. From what I think I saw Keith talking about that online. So I think that they had to know, it'd be like somebody not knowing that Woody Allen doesn't like extras on his films. I think they would do their research, don't you guys think? It seems kind of
just read the contract,
yeah. Right? Yeah. Read the contract. Read the contract, Doug. It just seems kind of disingenuous, I think. And maybe a justification for. So I guess that's my next question: is do you think this might be just purely a money grab, and they're trying to rationalize it?
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my head around a few details myself, and I think one question I have, which I think maybe we have the answer to, is it sounds like from the Kino statement that they approached him so that he can help them oversee a 4K transfer from the original camera negative, but then they went and used these other things, so they needed Lynch's involvement in order to even use the original camera negative. Is that correct?
Yes and no, and I'll get to another key point here in a moment about that. But that is an interesting thing, that they did find that the old master was decent, and so they just decided to put that out. So that's again where I'm concluding maybe.
But that sounds like justification for their actions. It's like saying, we did, after we looked at the master, we found out it was good enough to release. I mean, it just seems that that's just justifying what they actually did after the fact.
And we have to remember, this is Kino. They do put out a lot of material. Criterion. I'm not going to criticize Kino for not having the same standards, but I know that Criterion has sat on restorations for years because they wanted to get the right elements.
When Criterion has an issue with one of their releases, say like something like Children of Paradise, and it comes out and the image itself is controversial and people are dissatisfied with it, they tend not to say very much of anything, and they almost stand by their product through their silence or by their silence,
mm-hmm.
which always strikes me as a classier move.
Yeah,
because
I think so.
We understand by a certain point that they're not going to reissue this product because we're dissatisfied with it.
I think classy is the key word. I think that'll come back up in this discussion as well. So, yeah. The cinematographer or director of photography, was it Deming? Is that right?
Peter Deming.
Yeah. So he then made a statement, and you know, that the original camera negative is in France, I guess. And he said that, yeah, this was not from that camera negative, and that he had tried to reach out to Kino to assist them. And there, so a lot of people, a lot of emails not going answered in this scenario. So Kino Insider said that, there's a dupe of the master. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to believe. But I would think that the cinematographer, having made an attempt, I would think that you'd at least want to work with him. That's like saying, okay, Chivo, no, we got Tree of Life. We're good.
Yeah. Did you read what Lee Klein said the other night?
No.
He's the technical director of Criterion.
No.
He said it's pretty easy to work with David Lynch. You know, he has his reputation.
Yeah.
But he said all you have to do is you got to realize he's going to show up at 7 p.m. you know, in the evening, and you're just going to have to supply him with popcorn, M&Ms, and gummy bears.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
And he's there for the whole night to work with you, you know? So I guess Kino just wasn't aware of that.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, well, I doubt if Klein was going to share the secrets. I mean, now it's the cat's out of the bag. Do you think this is the Deming thing is kind of a he said, they said, and I think they also responded to that too. I don't know if they were as petty, but yeah, anything to that, guys?
I would tend to believe the cinematographer. I think, you know, I believe Lynch and the cinematographer, because I do think that they are artists who are trying to preserve the sanctity of their work. I think that Kino is a company that's trying to cover its financial investment. And I think the motivation is different there.
You almost don't see a world in which they just say, you know, to hell with it and don't release it.
Yeah.
Right. They don't scrap this, what they're going to make. I mean, when I get Kino's catalog as someone who's bought from them many times, and I go through on the subway and circle every title that I think I would even just want to buy, they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. So they put out tons and tons of items. And I think in terms of profile, this would easily be one of their highest profile directors.
Yeah, certainly.
And definitely for a modern audience. So I think a lot of times they're like when they have their great director section of the catalog, some of those great directors they're mentioning, you know, are long since deceased and maybe won't appeal to some modern viewers who haven't seen as many older films. But Lost Highway is a movie I've been intrigued by since I was 15 and I first saw the screenplay of it at Kim's Mondo Video by Columbia University. And I was like, this looks great. And this David Lynch guy, I know about him. So, I mean, there are those, if anything, those kids will exist even more today in the internet age. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing people are going to want to get all over the place. And I understand the frustration. And if this is the Blu-ray Region A version, they don't want it to be something other than what they are liking to present. It's actually surprising, but maybe actually a sign of class in one way that Lynch has not gone any farther. He said this is not the one I wanted to present. Hopefully it can be in the future. But he's also somebody that says, Lynch, when will there be a Twin Peaks, you know, second season? third season, man, maybe sometime
years.
In the future, you know? And so him saying maybe this will happen soon is a very Lynch room to dream sort of thing, where it's not something that we can go, okay, you know, in 1 year's time Criterion's going to put it out. So in a lot of ways, this ends up becoming a bit of a stranglehold on the market potentially, but one that Kino would still stand to reap the benefits of, regardless of whatever press it gets. They're still going to move copies. I mean, I have one in my hand. So.
They moved one to you. They're not going to. He's not going to tip his hand as to like who has the rights. He never really has. And maybe the Art Life. And I don't think that was him even. So then there's this Kino Insider character, and he was very, very responsive in the Blu-ray forums, and anytime anybody questioned him, he got very defensive. And in fact, one of the posters said, "Hey, you might just want to walk away from this thread. Take a little time off. Go to the bar or something."
And he did for about 10 minutes, and then he came back.
he then went to Criterion Forum, and so there was a really interesting thread at Criterion Forum, and he was responding to people, and he was responding to one person that I forget the handle of the guy, but you can read the thread. It's just go to Criterion Forum and Lost Highway. I guess this guy's in the industry, so there might be some bad blood there. He made a joke, and this wasn't directed at anybody, but he said he asked his boss if they could do like 8 chapter stops a minute or something like that, which may be a joke, but you know, people was like, what are you talking about? You know, did that get you guys?
Yeah, it was funny, but it's just so disrespectful, you know. Yeah.
It's snarky and it's petty and you know, I feel like that's what so many forums have become anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me.
But as we all work for companies, and well, not Michael. Michael's retired, lucky guy. but we couldn't see our social media expert going and making a joke about their, you know, one of their partners. I mean, even if he's an unwilling partner, and so then this other guy called them out a little bit, and you know, there were some. I got to give Criterion Forum some credit. They were pointed questions or pointed issues. They didn't hold back, and they didn't. You know, for the most part, they were respectful, but they asked the tough questions, and he said something like, "I could care less what you think." Did you see?
Yeah, that's the one that got me. That's, at that point, I said, "There's no redemption for this character."
Yeah, that was it for me too. Yeah. That was not the definition of class, I would say. And I've noticed that he's posted a couple of things on Blu-ray, some positive reviews. So, he's having quite a week. Not a good look for Kino Insider. Not a good look for Kino.
It's telling that Criterion Forum thread got to 10 pages and is now locked.
I know.
So
yeah.
It just became too much of a place where, at this point, we can see what the screen grabs are. We can decide if we think it's a good image. And I had a moment today, kind of a maybe with my own come to Jesus moment, where there was a complaint about comparing this to, I think it was the German Blu-ray, and you get to a point, I think this comes up in the Teal controversies too from time to time, where you realize that when you're watching the film, you tend not to notice these things the same way you do in these screen grabs. Right. So even then, those tend to exaggerate and exacerbate things where you might say, okay, I think this shot's seems a little washed out. There's, you know, the outdoor light looks overexposed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're watching a Lynch film, yes, you want it to be the highest presentation possible. But these are films many people fell in love with on VHS, or on ratty DVD copies, or from some file they got. And, you know, we can appreciate what they are and love them. I mean, this is still an improvement, the copy I have. So,
yeah.
In a lot of ways, the rumors of this film's death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
And I think we get really, we're honestly really spoiled. in the current home media age, we have such great presentations of so many films. And like you said, William, this is hands down going to be an improvement over the DVD, over the VHS, over the file on your computer. But, at some point, I will probably pick this copy up if there isn't a different release of it. But, yeah, it's going to be adequate. It's going to be fine. And you don't notice it in the moment. You're just enjoying the work of a master filmmaker.
Yeah, so far there have been some reviews to it and some screen caps, and as Will mentioned, I'm not always the one to put a lot of stock in the screen caps. You know, we had the whole Teal conversation and it kind of gets overblown a little bit. But you can kind of get an idea. You know, DVD Beaver posts a lot, and you can see, you know, how rich certain images are. And so, it looks not. It doesn't look like a perfect film, but it looks. It does look better than the previous images. The others
putting it in.
Looked more to watch. Oh, look at Will! Look at Will!
Putting it in.
All right.
He's sticking it in.
We hear the shrink wrap coming on.
So while I'm appraising,
so we're gonna spend
the package
2 hours watching this movie with Will. Here's the commentary.
Wow, this looks like a pretty good movie. I love Kino's. Well, I guess I'll give a quick shout out just to Just the Discs, which is also on 25th Frame. Recent episode with Bill Ackerman and Stephanie Crawford was tremendous. I really enjoyed it. They talked and mentioned about how Lost Highway, when it came out, was affected in its marketing for sure by the post Pulp Fiction boom in the sort of indie film market. And I feel like that's exactly where this synopsis comes from, where it says, haunting sexuality, ricochet action, and fleeting murderous shadows await you on a journey that begins and ends on the Lost Highway. Which, like, fuck off. That's not at all what this movie is. But it just continues like that way. And of course, like in true fashion for this label, whenever it mentions, you know, whenever possible, it mentions the films that people have been in. And it might be not be their most common film, but it's a film you can get from Kino Lorber. So let's see.
Well, I'm curious about that. And while Will's, I guess, getting that ready, we've been a little anti-Kino thing. I think we're on the side of, sure, it's a great film. This is probably the best version out, but Kino could have handled it better, I think. But one question is, could Lynch have handled it better? And I think that's just been his the way he operates. You know, he's not going to respond to your email. He wants everything his way. He's very exacting. He's probably, you know, so I've seen people throw around the word difficult. Now, do you think that, do you think he's earned the right to be difficult? And then, second off, do you think he is? And do you think he is that justification to not work with him?
It's almost like two personality types that wouldn't have gotten along anyway. I mean, it's hard to believe there would even have been a scenario, like now that I'm really thinking about these two particular entities, it's hard to believe there would have been a scenario where Lynch would have gotten along with them, would have, like, you don't see him sitting in a room in the same, and you know, I'm one of those folks that's been to the Criterion office, and I feel the vibe of that room, and I can see Lynch eating gummy bears there until, you know, 7 in the morning. And you look at the menu's playing music. You see, look at the beautiful packages they've put together. And Kinos are faceless. You know, they each have the same spine. They put out 92 movies. And the movies they're putting out very often are, I mean, they're especially now, they're putting a lot of, you know, old Criterion titles out. It's amazing things they're putting out.
Yeah, they are.
But there is you do get a bit oversaturated. I almost wish they concentrated only on, there's so many, you know, there's so many old catalog titles that honestly probably aren't worth this level of treatment, or even just that you're gonna bury the lead and you're gonna lose things in the mix. So the people that are gonna meditate in an office are the people that put out 4 or 5 new releases a month, and who do them with such tremendous care, so that they might sit on a restoration for 2 years.
Yeah, and they have patience too. Sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Oh no, I'm just saying they dump so many titles. That honestly, my experiences with some of their early silent releases, and just kind of some of the poor MIDI quality almost scores, it with this number of releases they're putting out every month, I just can't imagine that they're putting a lot of time and energy into preserving elements, into making sure that it's the best presentation possible. It feels like it's almost a factory assembly line rather than the careful curation that you get.
I just don't think Kino knew what they had. I think they bid on a bundle, and all of a sudden somebody said, "Oh wow, look, Lost Highway's in this bundle." I can't imagine that there was actually a bidding process where other boutique labels bid on this one specific title, and Kino won it. That scenario is just, you know. I can't imagine that, and I just see them getting this big bundle of films from Universal, and there it was.
Yeah, hold that thought. I'm going to read a theory from Criterion, one of the Criterion Forum users here in a second. But one thing that Josh touched on, I want to address is, you know, my guess is Kino has about the same amount of employees as Criterion, but they're putting out probably 5 times the output. So I think and of course they're not getting the supplements. They're getting some sometimes. They'll hire, you know, some people that we know to do commentaries and but even like Indicator, you know, they're not putting the love and care anywhere close to that end of their releases. SWO 17, SWO 17, he speculated that the timeline for the Lost Highway release was A, Kino picked up the rights in the package deal, like you said, Michael, and then two, Kino reached out to Lynch and his agents, and they initially they weren't responsive, but when they learned all the details, they said that they didn't want the release to move forward. So Kino didn't consider that an option because they'd already paid for the release in this package, and they wanted to see some money back. So they continued to reach out to Lynch, the aforementioned emails, who didn't respond because, as Swope puts it, he considered the matter settled, or maybe he just didn't check his email. And then five, Kino decided to move forward with a release without extras that would comply with the contract against the director's wishes. And then six, Lynch realizes that they did this against his wishes, and he speaks up. So how viable do you think that is?
I think it sounds very possible.
But it seems like in that scenario that Lynch is vindictive, that he didn't want them to have it to start with. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's the point. I don't think that Kino wanted to create a 4K restoration. That I don't have they ever created their own restoration, number one.
I think they have. Well, I don't know if they've created their own.
Or if they did, they would have to be a partner with someone else. I can't imagine them spending that money. You know,
Kino? Sorry, Mac. Go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know of any case where Kino actually.
But they've done that. Yeah. Even with a high profile title.
And 4K restorations cost money. They're about $200,000 a scan, is what I heard. That was a few years ago. It's probably it might have gone down a little bit. And so that's another thing. It was by Lynch not approving extras, so they eventually had to change the cover art. They had to remove every. They couldn't even include the trailer. And I don't know. Will, is the trailer on there?
No. So I'm currently looking at the menu. so Kino menus are always awful. I mean, the thing about Kino, and you're right to bring this up, Josh, is that this is a company that the fact that I own that Fritz Lang set and that I've spent $60-$70 on Silence from Kino, and you told me I was going to do that in 2009, and I would have laughed at you. So they've really come a long way. And I wished so many good things for them. So to sort of see the pettiness and like, no, you're supposed to. You've grown out of being teenagers. You're finally playing with the big boys, and it's not working. But so this menu, it reminds me of, their menus are awful. I think of the Barton Fink menu, another film that had a lot of features, but it listed the deleted scenes all separately, as opposed to having a sub menu. Like, it's so easy to just make a sub menu instead of making 92 special features. But this menu, an image of Lost Highway Hotel, and then below it, the title. This is the worst part. It's the title Lost Highway in stencil font, italicized. And stencil is one of those fonts that you use, top secret, and you use it on a project in middle school, but you shouldn't use it anymore. Now, especially I guess they didn't have the ability to just crop. Apparently they should still have the rights to use the cover, and that's an interesting conversation. If they have the rights to a cover image, can that become part of their menu design? I don't know.
That's a good question.
And they added a slight glow to it. Then in a font that's just a standard sans serif font, a bit more in keeping with the film. It just has play, chapters, subtitles, and audio. Subtitles just English on and off, and audio has a 5.1 and a 2.0. I don't have a sound system, so I couldn't really make too much of a guess. But I guess while the conversation continues, I'm going to press play and just see if it's the wrong movie. I don't know. We'll find out.
And one thing, my first reaction to some of this, especially the childish behavior online, was to just say, "Down with Kino." They have done some good work. In fact, just the Bologna Festival is going on right now, and they just won an award for their first women filmmakers. And they did the African American cinema. Now, keep in mind they did kickstart that, so they got some extra money to put into it. So maybe it's all about the bottom line. And if they get money,
you feel that when you hold that package and you go through the booklet and you feel the extra money in that release.
It's a good release, and so is there have been others. Now their studio releases, even their classics, they're just basically a disc in a box.
So many times, you know, films you would expect, I think as Michael was intimating and discussing about, you know, you would expect, wait, why isn't this a stacked release? And you almost sometimes feel a little disappointed that, oh gosh, it's this label and not one of the better ones. And I think that it brings us back to our original point one about the disappointment some of us felt when this got announced. And this was, if I remember, this was after Blue Velvet's announcement or before?
Probably a little after.
Because I remember when the Blue Velvet announcement came out, the general takeaway was, okay, we're not getting Lost Highway for 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was sort of the answer to that. And then people felt like maybe this was for Criterion, maybe it was one or the other for some reason. Or maybe that decision was made after they knew they didn't have Lost Highway. Because people felt like Blue Velvet had already been particularly well represented in the Blu-ray market. And the new release offers some improvements, but not as substantial as improvements would have been to just bring Lost Highway to Region A at all.
Yeah.
Well, and I also wonder, too, I mean, Criterion has such a careful relationship with David Lynch. Michael, you probably know the timeline a little better, but I remember when they released all of his short films on Hulu, on the Criterion channel there. And that got everyone speculating what other films are they going to be releasing of his, and what else are we going to get? And it was years before we saw a release of Eraserhead.
Yeah, it was on Hulu a couple of years before the physical release. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes me think that, you know, this is a relationship. Lynch wants to have a long-term relationship with a company, and he wants to make sure that they're going to honor the work, that mm-hmm. they're going to honor his wishes for the work as well. And you know, the timeline that you gave, Aaron, just makes me feel like this whole process was rushed. And I imagine that they gave Lynch a timeline or a deadline if they were going to do any kind of remastering. And you know, he doesn't want to rush into this process of presenting his work in the best possible manner. He wants to make sure they get it right.
And I think that Criterion most likely cultivated that relationship, and not just to get him to sign on the bottom dotted line, but that's what they do. They respect their filmmakers. They want their filmmakers' buy-ins. They listen. You know, that's a big thing. They listen.
Yeah,
Kino was not going to listen to Lynch no matter what. And if he made 10 demands, you know, we probably would never have heard about him. But they probably would have just done this anyway, I think. Will, we're I think are at the edge of our seat. Did you get the movie playing?
It's so weird. I can skip the chapters.
Oh, well, no way.
Uh-oh.
No wonder Lynch is pissed.
There are only 8. Why does Kino do this? Some movies are longer. I don't think I understand.
Now, are you...
There was a good... I think this was on the Just the Disc episode. They were sort of mentioning that the chapters thing, I mean, it really is sort of an irrelevant Lynchian thing anyway, because everybody... It still has... You can't turn off fast forward, it seems, and you still can pause the image. So it really... And I don't, you know, I don't mind it so much because I rarely ever like to watch a single scene or go out of sequence, and there seems to be last memory on most things anyway. But I'm looking at the image, and I'm even comparing it to the one I have on my computer, which I believe is sourced from, this is actually not my computer, it's a computer I found, but it's, I believe this is an image sourced from the other Blu-ray from across the ocean.
Okay.
And which is a bit more yellow in some places. And the thing is that and Aaron, you were saying this in the last Criterion Now, is that no streaming or file can usually ever look as good as the disc can. So everyone who's saying, I'll watch War and Peace on disc, I totally get it. And so just for me already, I mean, I feel justified in that. Part of me thinks that in a way this, and this has been some of the complaints about the image, is that it almost doesn't look gross enough. That I think what I loved about it was that, you know, at that first maybe 10 minutes of it, I won't spoil anything about it because maybe some of us haven't seen it, but you just feel like everybody's face is a bit jaundiced on purpose, and that it just feels a bit queasy. And this might be, you know, one of Lynch's peaks of his ability to infuse paranoia just in atmosphere alone. And there's some, I mean, it might feel to me a bit sterile as an image, again, pausing it and checking through it. But, I mean, I turn the lights off and let it get past midnight and absorb myself in the entire film. I wonder how different my opinion would be. But it looks like a fairly clean image, and I don't think that it would cause much distress. I definitely think it doesn't feel as sharp or as clean or as sort of luminescent as other releases have been. I mean, I don't think there's a Kino release that I feel like this is getting blown out of the water by, but definitely the Criterion Lynch releases, I mean, those clearly are of a higher quality.
Yeah, you're not going to compare Blue Velvet.
And I think maybe for me, one reason why I'm justifying opening this and not you know, returning it and just making that 1998 back, for what it's worth, when I pre-ordered it, it was 1999, and I got a pre-order price guarantee 1 cent back, which felt really good comparative to everything else. So I took that as my penny earned. But for me, to get it on release day means that I will feel the least frustrated when I buy it, you know, and then it comes out by another label a week later. I got in as early as I could to be as least disappointed as possible when the double dip comes around. Because any Lynch film for me is something that I need to have the best copy of in order to feel sane. And as it stands, I think that's sort of the complex that I've driven into. So I'll save the rest of this transfer for when I have a moment to watch the entire thing. But I don't regret my decision to keep it, and I'm imagining other people will feel similarly, whether or not those decisions are politically inspired, because it does seem like a lot of people are preferring this release just to say that they're siding with Kino, which for me, I don't really have a side, despite the fact that, of course, I love Lynch and I appreciate what Kino is doing. When I watch the film, neither of those opinions are going to even come into my mind at all.
I just checked; it's still 1999, and now it ships in 2 to 4 weeks, or 1 to 4 weeks from Amazon. So people are buying it, and you know what? I'm going to probably buy it too someday, and maybe not wait for the sale. So, yeah. Well, it's been an interesting, I guess, public discussion. It's probably actually helped Kino get some publicity, I think. I mean, come on, how many followers does David Lynch have? They probably didn't even know that Lost Highway was getting a release. So I think let's end it there. Will, please let us know your impressions after you've actually sat down and watched it. I don't disbelieve the reviewers. A lot of people like to take shots at Dr. Svet from Blu-ray.com, but I think he probably is not phoning it in just because of his just because he loves Kino. I think he probably does feel that it's a worthwhile release, if not perfect. And there's another one from Home Theater Forum. I forget the gentleman's name, but yeah. So
I'm waiting for the DVD Beaver, and I think that always tends to be a great read also.
I think Gary will be the authority on this one. So, all right, any part? Well, here, let's leave it with something fun. What's the next David Lynch that's going to come out on Criterion, Josh?
Oh, you know, I think if we're going to get another one, it'll probably be Inland Empire, because I do think he has held onto the rights for that one, I believe. So I think that's the most likely to come out from Criterion.
All right, Michael?
Yeah, I agree with Josh there. Probably Inland Empire.
All right, Will?
That's the one I want it to be. And part of me feels like that's what we're all going to hold out for, and then the day will come. And you know, at this point, though, there's nothing else. Like, it's not like, oh, they're putting out the most, like, they put out the most popular ones already. So, yeah,
certainly.
I mean, even if it ends up being Elephant Man, which has been speculated also as that's dying of a Blu-ray release, and they at least have some connection there with the channel that was in that bundle. There was something in the, there was an interview, too, with one of the producers at Criterion on that Just the Discs episode, which seemed to kind of gently suggest from Criterion's side that the relationship with the channel is not necessarily something to be disregarded completely.
Yeah.
That films showing up on the channel, I mean, that definitely says more in favor than not. But Inland Empire clearly needs it would be sort of wonderful. It's a film I've actually only ever seen. This is going to sound strange. I've only ever seen Inland Empire on 35mm.
Same.
Which was actually really, really cool, because it had film scratches and reel changes despite the digital image, and kind of gave it an even more interesting view. So I have a DVD of it. It's one of the two disc ones that's Region 1, and I haven't actually gone through it yet because it's the film of his I'm most afraid of. and I kind of want to see the least amount of times because
I totally agree with you on that.
I think it'll hold the most mystery until the day I die. And so I'm just going to let that, I'm going to encourage that because I have no idea.
All right, Criterion, release it when Will turns 60. So, you know, there's a little bit of time. I was going to say the Elephant Man. Not just because of the Criterion channel, although I agree that I do sense that there is a correlation. I'm not sure if it's going to come out, but like say George Cukor, you know, they see that there was some engagement with that, and if they can get the rights, I'm sure they would certainly put out the women. And we also saw the Betty Blue, was it? Looks like it's going to come out. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll see. I think there will be another Lynch out on Criterion someday, though. But it would have been bold if one of us said Lost Highway. All right.
So by this, the schedule they're going now is like every 2 years, so probably 2021.
Yeah, maybe next year there'll be something. So we'll see. Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you for the discussion, and I guess we'll eventually buy it. Those of us that are interested, and we'll get our thoughts out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
I love you all.
I love you too, Will.
Good night.